Cuba stages anti-imperialism summit of solidarity for democracy and against neoliberalism. By Ben Q on November 4, 2019. Cuba's communist regime staged an event titled the Anti-Imperialism Summit of Solidarity for Democracy and Against Neoliberalism this weekend, with more than 1,200 delegates flying into Havana from around the world. One of the keynote speakers was Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, who discussed Cuba's foreign policy and their ongoing struggle against the U.S. economic blockade. "A profound expression of our people's struggles can be felt in this hall," he stated. "We appreciate the solidarity that you have expressed in the face of this aggression, that our people resist and will continue resisting no matter the consequences." According to state propaganda outlet Granma, Rodriguez began by noting that the Trump administration is a serious threat, as the U.S. increases intervention in the internal affairs of other countries, while also insisting that the capitalist model is not viable and unsustainable environmentally. His remarks were provided in further detail. He stated that the electoral campaign in the United States may cause the confrontational course of U.S. policy toward Cuba to sharpen, adding that severe difficulties are being faced in acquiring fuel not only for development, but to sustain the country's daily life. He denounced U.S. government violations of international law, navigation and trade regulations, trampling the human rights of Cubans, while launching an aggression campaign against Cuban medical cooperation to cut Cuba's legitimately earned income. Another main speaker was Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro, whose socialist regime built such a strong alliance with Cuba during the days of Hugo Chávez that Havana now controls much of the country's domestic and foreign policy. During his speech, Maduro celebrated the recent victories on the Latin American left, with Argentina and Mexico both electing socialist leaders over the past year. He also congratulated Evo Morales on his recent re-election in Bolivia, which many independent electoral observers have argued was fraudulent. "After this strong resistance that we have had in Latin America, the Caribbean, and the world, today, without a doubt at the end of 2019, we can say that a new geopolitical situation in the region begins to be configured. And we already visualize that it has raised a new wave anti-neoliberal that will have the spaces of the future for a new situation of alternatives," Maduro said. The Syrian ambassador to Cuba, Idris Maya, reportedly explained how the steadfastness of the Syrian people over the years of the terrorist war launched against their country and solidarity with their army and leadership have dealt a strong blow to those conspiratorial powers. Such conspiratorial powers refer to the condemnation from most Western democracies to Bashar al-Assad's Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party, despite the fact that no genuine world power has attempted to topple his regime. Maya added that the current challenges facing the leftist parties and the progressive powers in the world and the escalation of threats imposed on the national governments by international imperialism entail more solidarity and cooperation, in addition to setting clear and constructive visions for facing it. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, on Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.